Hannah. Stella and I are alone in the kitchen. I sit on the floor in the corner, my knees tucked up inside my sweater. Stella sits opposite me, leaning against the kitchen counter. Neither of us has spoken for an extraordinarily long time. We've gone through way too much today. I wish I hadn't followed the others into the tent. I didn't need to see him like that. I shudder to think of Archie's face. Every time I close my eyes, he is there, dangling above me, his mouth open in a silent scream. I know I won't be able to sleep soundly for a very long time. Stella looks shell-shocked as well. I wish someone would move him, I say finally. I don't like thinking of him like that. I know. But the police will be here soon. I'm sure they will want to see him, she says, wincing. We go quiet again, listening to the rain pound against the outer wall of the kitchen. My stomach is empty and sour. Hannah, I should have asked you earlier, but how are you? Stella's face is full of concern. Are you okay? I try to brush the question off with a laugh. It catches in my throat and comes out as a short sob. I know, Stella whispers, her eyes searching mine. I feel nauseous. What do you mean? About you and Archie. I saw you leaving the woods the other night. I jerk my head up at her, surprised. I had thought we'd done such a good job of being secret. I hadn't even considered anyone had been watching. I'm relieved that is all she saw. Even now, the humiliation of Archie's deception tugs at me. I pull my sweatshirt farther down my calves. Can you tell me what happened? Stella asks. I am paralyzed, unable to respond. Can I trust her enough to tell her? I think of what happened with Archie. How I let myself get taken in by his stupid lies and empty promises. It fills me with so much shame, I can hardly breathe. I want to push her away and run all the way home to Eden Lake. A violent crack of thunder rattles the kitchen. The overhead lights buzz loudly, going brighter and then fading out completely, plunging the kitchen into darkness. We sit there, with only the noises of the storm. The howling of the wind and chaotic tapping of the rain against the small kitchen windows. The darkness makes me feel like I am alone, floating in space. Like my body doesn't even exist anymore. Like I am dead. I start to cry. It is silent at first, but it builds until my body is racked by sobs and I can no longer keep it inside and I am howling. In the pitch black, Stella's hand finds my shoulder. I resist at first, but give in, letting her pull me toward her in a hug. I can't handle it on my own any longer. The secrets Archie wanted me to keep are making me sick. Now that he's dead, I realize I have no reason to fear his retribution anymore. He can't help me or hurt me. Bake Week, Archie, it's all over. He'd promised to help me, but it was all just so he could sleep with me. I still can't believe he would go to all that trouble. I feel so stupid. I wipe my nose with my sleeve. As she pets my head, I tell Stella about Archie, about how he'd promised me that I was going to be famous, how he'd told me he was going to take me to LA with him, to make me into a celebrity baker. Stella's voice is filled with disgust. You have to know that none of this is your fault, Hannah. That kind of man, they just prey on whoever. I know she is right, but I still feel a pang of sadness. Even now, after everything, I still want what we had to be special. I think of his fingers brushing against my cheek in the woods and shiver. I wish that his interest in me had been genuine, different from any that may have come before. You know, I had something similar happen, Stella says. I wish I could see her face. You did? Yes. That's why I was so worried about you. I could see that Archie was the same as... Footsteps echo through the hallway and Stella goes silent. What is that? I whisper, finding myself reaching through the dark for Stella, our hands finding each other, entwined. There's a beam of light beyond the doorway that moves like a lightning bug through the air toward us. The sound of heavy breathing follows it. I feel Stella squeezing my hand. Hello? Is anyone in here? Pradyumna? Stella calls out. We're here, I say, my voice shaky. The light comes closer, bright and comforting. It shines over us, and I can see Stella's face. Her eyes are tear-streaked, afraid. She stands suddenly, catching herself in the beam of the flashlight. I pull myself up shakily next to her, turning to the doorway. The light is so bright, I have to shield my eyes at first, blinking as the person comes closer until finally, I can see that it is not Pradyumna at all. Gerald? Stella says. He stands across from us. His suit is ripped and soaking wet. What are you doing here? I ask nervously. He approaches the table, limping. Are you okay? What happened to you? Stella's voice quavers. I came back. I'm trying to save the show. Someone has been sabotaging Bake Week. I know who it is, too. Gerald says a bit uncertainly. Well, I know who one of them is. I feel Stella's hand relax as she realizes what I do. That this is Gerald, not some killer on the loose. Even though I'd found him so irritating before, I am relieved to see him now. I think it's a bit late for that, I snort, trying to laugh and then feeling my chin crumple again. Stella's hands grip my shoulders as though she is trying to physically hold me together. There is another sound at the door, a scrambling of footsteps that makes us all jump. Out in the hallway, someone swears in the dark. There's a scuffing noise, followed by the sound of a match being struck. Gerald turns the flashlight onto Pradyumna. His hair is disheveled, the rapid rise and fall of his chest visible as he tries to catch his breath. His eyes move rapidly between us, widening in surprise when he sees Gerald. Gerald, what are you doing here? I had to look for clues. Gerald starts, but Pradyumna cuts him off. Actually, explain later. Pradyumna shakes his head. As if things couldn't get any weirder. Okay, give me that flashlight, would you? When Gerald hands it over to him, I notice that his right hand is wrapped in newsprint, stained dark with blood. Look! His voice a mix of excitement and fear as he waves a piece of paper in front of us. The flashlight catches something shiny, an official seal in one corner. Pradyumna, what is it? Stella asks. But Pradyumna is already backing out of the door into the main house. Come with me. We have to find Lottie. The way he says it, the fear darting in his eyes, makes me worried that something has happened to her. I don't want to see another horrible thing today. I have had enough of the storm, enough of the spooky old house, enough even of Bake Week. I just want to go home. But mostly, I don't want to be left alone down here in the dark. So I follow them, leaving the safe feeling of the kitchen and edging out into the hallway. Pradyumna takes the lead, holding the flashlight. He is followed by Gerald, who holds out his phone. We follow these two fragile beams of light down the hallway, slowly picking our way out into the foyer and to the bottom of the stairs. I cling to Stella as we go up the staircase. I know where we are going, though I can't bear the thought of returning to the east wing. There is a chill at my back as I follow the others up. I do not turn around. I'm certain if I do, he'll be standing there, soaking wet, blood dripping from his head, his mouth parted in a permanent scream.